I was out here at the Eastern Pad. But that's
50 miles east
from where we found him.
Hey. Wait. Do you know where your parents are? Your family?
I guess he was on a picnic or a camping trip. He wandered off and got himself lost.
Been out in the woods, doing things his own way. Sounded like a boy after your own heart.
How long has he been out there?
6 years.
Nobody can survive in that forest for 6 years. At least not alone.
You'll see. I have Elliot.
Who's Elliot?
Damn, even David Lowery can do a better Steven Spielberg than Steven Spielberg can do a good Steven Spielberg. Talking about Pete's Dragon, that was in 1971, around that time. The animated Disney remake of the animated film they made back in 1971, like I said. And directed by David Lowery, like I said, as well. And, you know, as I was watching this movie, and I think I even said this a while back, too. You know, I was more interested in seeing Pete's Dragon than I was the BFG, because it's Spielberg. Spielberg sucks these days, let's be honest. And watching this movie, I completely got everything Spielberg was trying to do with the BFG while watching this. And I was like, wow, you just fucking suck now, Spielberg, huh? you can't even do your own shit right, you know? I mean, you can't even relive your old shit that you used to do. But this movie kind of does, whatever. So let's go ahead and give an applause now. So, we got Oakes Fegley or whatever, who plays Pete. And I know I've seen this kid before. I just don't remember where. I think he was in that movie. What was the name of it? This Is Where I Leave You. Yeah, I think that was the name of it. I think it came out like 2 years ago. And at first, I thought he was the kid from Room for a second, but no, hell no. That kid could act better. So we open up with his parents dying, because that's just the Disney way. You gotta kill a parent to get that heart a little broken right there. And they're in a little family trip, and he's reading this book. I forgot what it was fucking called. Back to Ellie or some shit like that. I don't know. Ellen DeGeneres or whatever. And you know, a deer comes out, car flips over, they end up dying. He lives scared in the woods and stuff like that. Last thing his mom said, "You're the bravest boy I know," before they died. He runs out in the wood, and then these wolves are chasing him, but then these wolves run away because they hear a loud growl. And out come the trees is a big-ass green, not even a green dragon, kind of a pale green, forest green, if you will, dragon. And next you know it, they kind of bond together, and Pete ends up touching the dragon, which he names Elliot, and this dragon just turns bright ass green now. And I was like, oh wow, it's like almost like this kid is bringing something out of this dragon in a way, almost as if they're needed for each other. And then title card close, we come fast forward 6 years later, so he's been in the woods 6 years later, we see him hanging out with the dragon a little bit more. A little bit we know, though, we got Bryce Dallas Howard in here, who plays Grace, and she's a park ranger, and she's, I don't remember who her husband was in the movie. I know I've seen him before. I think it was Wes Bentley. Yeah, that's who it was. He plays Jack Nair as her husband with his daughter, Una Lawrence, who's played Natalie, which, if you remember what I said about her, I can't stand her acting in Bad Mom because she was fucking terrible. She was fucking terrible in that movie. This just goes to show you that depending on the property of the movie or the writing or the direction or anything like that, you can be good at anything you want, because this girl really was much, much, much fucking better in this movie than she was in Bad Moms. I mean, Jesus. I don't know what that director told her to do in Bad Moms, but fuck that guy. Oh, those two guys, actually. Because she is much better in this film and tolerable, too. Anyway, sorry, I was looking at ass. So, you know, they come out to the wood, and Natalie, she ends up spotting Pete, and she goes chase him. Next thing you know it, she falls from a tree, scrapes her knee a little bit, parents hear her. They come running the woods, only to find Pete himself. And I almost called him Jack for the, I don't know why. They find Pete himself, and then next thing you know it, they take him back to, I don't know where the fuck this place is, to be honest. It's the middle of buttfuck nowhere. And plus, you can tell that it wasn't present day time either, because there was some old ass shit in here, from cars to having just damn the music. Hell, they had record players still, so it looked like it could have been in the middle of south of Ohio or some shit like that. Don't know where, when, how, whatever. But and they're trying to figure out how Pete has survived out here this long, whatever. And he tells them about a friend he had named Elliot. He doesn't mention that he's a dragon, well, because Pete don't know what a dragon is. Only to disgrace, you know, you got Carl Urban, who's kind of the villain here. He plays Gavin, which is Jack's brother, and Bryce Dallas Howard's character's brother-in-law, if you will. And he kind of comes across the dragon because he hears a loud noise. And next thing you know, him and his group that work, because they're the bad guys, they're cutting all the trees down and stuff like that. But, you know, he sees a footprint, big-ass dragon footprint. So they go hunting for it. Only to kind of get attacked for it once these guys kind of touch Pete's book, and dragon wasn't feeling that. They run scared out their minds. The dragon, which is Elliot, he follows them into town, only to see Pete is hanging out with a new family and stuff. So Elliot decides to go back to his cave. Next thing you know it, Bryce Dallas promised that she would take Pete back into the woods and show him her friend Elliot. Robert Redford's in here as well too. He's kind of narrating the story because he saw the dragon once not too long ago. He plays Bryce Dallas Howard's father, and you know, he tells the stories around town. So you know, she brings him along and stuff like that, and she shows him. Pete shows him Elliot. Then next, you know, Carl Urban tranquilizes the dragon. I'm gonna call him Dinosaur Dragon. And that's where the conflict comes in, only to be taken by him. The whole town kind of sees the dragon, only to be freed by Pete and Natalie. And then we get into a whole little conflict at the end, and there you go, plot synopsis. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about this movie. I like this movie. I actually liked it more than I thought I would, whatever. I mean, I will say these, I got some negatives. I'll go ahead and get out the way because I think my negatives are really small and in between. Her husband, Jack West Bentley, that motherfucker was useless. I really don't even know what he was in there. It was almost just the point of having... It felt like just the point of having him just because they're white. It's like in the... I don't know what place this film takes. I'm going to go ahead and say the 70s, maybe. It's somewhere in the south. Up in the mountains and shit like that. I'm just saying. So, I'm just assuming that they just said, oh, they have to have a family. It's got to be a family. He was not needed. He was just pointless at all. He didn't do a damn thing in this whole film, to be honest. Another negative I have here is I heard some people complain about Carl Urban or being a little cartoonish, but I thought he was fine personally. Actually, I thought he was just playing Carl Urban, to be honest. Another negative I have too, it's pretty predictable. You can kind of predict where this is going. Maybe just for me, because I saw it at a public screener and stuff like that, and there was a lady next to me. This got an applause, and it wasn't no standing ovation, but it got an applause at the end. There was a lady next to me. She was in tears. And the movie does tug at those heartstrings because, well, it's Disney, and that's what Disney does best. It tugs at them heartstrings. So, and well, you can't go help but go, aw, or, oh, that's so sweet, or anything like that. You know, so it does that well, but for me, it's kind of predictable. And I would say that there's pieces of it where it's kind of dark, but then there's pieces of it where it's kind of, I'm looking for the word. It's ranging in the realms of cheesy to like, eh, it's kind of corny or whatever and stuff. Because it's all about that, oh, you know, I love this dragon and, you know, stuff like that. And the love for the family and all that stuff. I mean, it's a family film. I mean, so it's obvious it's going to do that. But, you know, for me, I was like, that's kind of fucking cheesy. I don't really care about that. But that's really my negatives here. The biggest one is just for me it's predictable. And that it's kind of cheesy. When I get into positives here is, first of all, I want to go ahead and get Bryce Dallas Howard. She was really well done in this film. Every time her and Pete interacted together, it actually felt like that was her real son or anything. Like, she really genuinely cared for this kid. And every time they were just on screen together, you can see, I don't know if she's a mother or not or anything like that, but her mother's intuitions was just all over this movie whenever it revolved around this kid, Pete. And I thought they just played off well together. And I got to say, for the kids, too, Pete and Natalie, who I know I said about 2 weeks ago, Una Lawrence, I couldn't stand that little cunt in that damn movie in here. But in here, I actually like the kids. I thought the kids were really good. You know, I will say this about this year. This is the year of kids that's not getting on my fucking nerves. Oh, wait, no, I take that back. She wasn't a bad model. Right? Kids actors are starting to get a little bit better. A little bit better. But in here, I thought this Oakes Fegley character, that's a fucked up name, by the way, too. He was really good in the film. I mean, he damn near carried the film, if not. I mean, because basically it's more about him and his relationship of, I mean, it's the classic Disney story of Tarzan and Jungle Book. He's pretty much Mowgli at this point, you know. It's pretty much Tarzan goes taken back to the real world and taken out of the jungle where the apes, and in this case the dragon, are wondering where his whereabouts are, and oh, well, he's found his real family now, you know, so he doesn't need me anymore. And, you know, this is no stranger to Disney. They've done this plenty of times. And they've done plenty of times in those movies where they found some brutal way of murdering someone. And yes, they kind of do that in this film as well a couple of times. There was one point here where Carl Urban was taking the dragon down and they tied a rope around his neck and started, they had like three dudes going up a tree and stuff. I was like, are they trying to fucking hang this dragon or what? I was like, they didn't put no ropes on anywhere near else on this dragon's body except around his fucking neck. And I was just like, huh. I was like, this is kind of a little graphic for me or anything like that, but all right. Yeah, I mean, you know, because, you know, being black and rope and tree, and I was just like, huh. Being the one of its kind, I was like, huh. Yeah, I'm having some wit. And I noticed because that white woman next to me, she was just like, yeah, get that dragon. No, I'm playing. She was crying in tears and shit. I heard her at the end. She was sniffling her ass off and shit like that. Because, like I said, the movie pulls at your heart tugs. But, you know, at the same time, it's genuine. I mean, it feels real and stuff like that. It's just, you know, as a person that sees movies multiple times, stuff like that, you kind of know where these things are kind of going and stuff like that. One thing I like about this movie the most is I feel like this movie, like I said at the opening, it does what the BFG tried to do but failed completely. Well, at least in my eyes, failed completely because it just didn't have a fucking purpose or point of being made or anything like that. But this movie really does take you back to, you know, those older Spielberg films of making it about a kid and showing the magic of cinema and stuff like that. I mean, Robert Redford explains it pretty damn well in this film where he says, you know, when I first saw the dragon, I was at the lake getting the water, and I pointed my gun at him, but as the dragon was flying and landed, I put my gun down, and it was just magic that appeared. And in the same, you see it in the trailer when Bryce Dallas Howard and her daughter, Natalie sees it, and Robert Redford just whispers, "See the magic," or whatever and stuff. And you really feel that on screen whenever this kid and the dragon are together. I mean, it really does bring back that Spielberg style of cinema of, you know, have, whether it's, you know, pretty much the E.T. syndrome, if you will. You know, the E.T., hell, I'll even go back into the older days of Spielberg. I mean, even if you bring up, like, I don't want to say Jaws or anything like that because it's a terrible comparison or whatever, but, you know, when you first saw that shark and stuff like that, you know, he kind of ushered in the era of the blockbuster here. And this movie does feel like a throwback to that, and I think that was probably one of the positives I saw out of it, because out of all the Spielberg films I've seen today where he's tried to have done that and just I don't feel shit out of it, this one I can say this is probably the first time I actually felt that being happened. So I like that aspect of it a lot, you know. And even though I say that they pull in your heartstrings and stuff like that, man, yeah, I mean, you can take it how you want it. That doesn't mean really a bad thing or a good thing and stuff like that, because, yeah, I did feel those moments, you know. I thought they were really good. As far as what this movie was doing, I mean, I'm thankful that they didn't go fucking BFG crazy and put a lot of money into this. It's only like $60 million, I believe, because I don't think this movie is really gonna, you know, be number one this week at the bottom. It'd probably be like 3 or 4 or something like that. But I think that this movie was nice and it was good, and I was kind of glad I saw it. But I gotta say, I don't think that there's anything in there to say you should rush out and see this in theaters. There is a point after, you know, the whole introduction of getting Pete back to, you know, civilization, if you will, it kind of drags a little bit. You know, there's moments in there where it slows down just a tad bit just to, you know, catch up with all the characters and kind of give this kid a lesson in how to be a kid and, you know, teach them stuff like that. Even though I know those parts are needed in these kind of films, I felt it kind of dragged there a little bit. I don't know. It slowed down for me, and I was just like, yeah. I don't know if it's just maybe because I've seen this so many damn times now. It's just like, eh. We can just move on now. Let's get back to the dragon. You know, and they did. I don't know, to give this director credit, David Lowery. He did have the camera kind of going back and forth between the kid learning and the dragon chasing Carl Urban down to find, well, I guess find out where, you know, Pete was and stuff like that. But then I gotta say, when it kicked in that third act was pretty damn good, I gotta say. I mean, it was, even though it was pretty predictable, there was one moment I didn't predict, because I barely watched the trailer. I didn't know that dragon could breathe fucking fire. That came out of fucking nowhere. I was like, holy shit. I was like, this dragon means business. You know, after they tranked the dragon up, the kids and Robert Redford's character, they say, fuck that, we're getting this dragon out of here. They bust him out. And I love, because they thought the dragon was gone, because, mind you, this dragon can fucking camouflage with its environment. I mean, it can go invisible. It blends in with trees. It blends in hell. There was one point where there was a tree that was like burnt down and stuff like that. He blended in with that tree. I was like, holy shit, this dragon is hella unique and stuff like that. And apparently there's been stories told back in the day in this town that, you know, there were dragons out there. There's even a song about it out in the mountains and stuff like that. And you know, the third act with Robert Redford and them getting the dragon across, the brake line gets cut, and you know, they just kind of go across this bridge or whatever, but then the dragon hears these sirens following him, and he gets on top of the bridge, and he just burns the fucking bridge so they can't follow him. Literally, now it's Bryce Dallas Howard and her husband, who's useless as fuck in this film. I don't even care about his name right now. They kind of fall, and their truck go down. This is where Carl Urban kind of becomes human, because, you know, he sees his brother and his sister-in-law in danger, and he tries to save them. They end up falling, but Elliot tries to save them, only to fall himself because he's still a little tranked up. He can't really fly at this moment, and everybody thinks they're dead, but he flies up with them on their back and stuff. He saves them, and they kind of like, let the dragon go. Then next, you know, I thought the movie's gonna end right here. I thought it was gonna do some Dragon Ball Z shit, to be honest. I'm talking about some Dragon Ball Z GT shit too, where there's two helicopters coming. They got a net attached to them. I'm assuming they're coming to take this goddamn dragon. Like, oh, hell yeah, we want this dragon. Pete takes off on this dragon, and Bryce Dallas Howard, she's just like, hey, whoa, where are you going? Or whatever. He just flies off and shit, doesn't say anything. I was like, damn. And then you just see them flying into the sunset, and I was just like, well, damn. I was like, if you're in the movie here, I was like, I might bump your rating up just a half bit here, because that was actually pretty damn good, I gotta say. He hugged the dragon, and I thought, like I said, this was my Dragon Ball Z GT moment. I thought he was gonna fuse with the fucking dragon for a second. I was like, because there was a moment where a dragon was tied up, and Bryce Dallas Howard was petting him and shit, or rubbing him, and she just said, he needs to get to Pete or whatever. And then the dragon just like turned really bright green. They was like, whoa, did you see that? And she was just like, I guess him and Pete have like some kind of connection or something like that. I mean, they spent 6 years together, and this dragon's been keeping Pete safe this long. I mean, clearly they're gonna build some kind of bond or something like that. So I thought the dragon and him was gonna fuse together and shit. I really thought that was gonna happen. And then, you know, it pretty much ended with them going back to their old home, seeing it destroyed, and Pete telling them, we can't stay here, we gotta move, people know where you are. But then Elliot is pointing at his book and stuff and seeing the part where there's family and saying, you know, you can't come with me anymore. You got to go back to your civilization and the people you belong with. And that's what happened. He goes back to Bryce Dallas Howard, and they have a heartfelt moment. I remember that's when that lady really started sniffling up and stuff. And I was like, you know what? As predictable as that was, I can see where the lady who was crying, I was like, I see where she's coming from. This is kind of heartfelt. And I feel it too. It ain't making me cry or anything like that, but you know, if this was, you know, my first time viewing, or if I didn't go to the movies as much, I probably would be with sniffling too as much as well. So I thought the movie did a fine job in doing that and establishing that as well. And then, you know, next thing on, the movie ends with them going to Elliot's new home, and then there's six, five other fucking dragons that come out of nowhere. And I was just like, what the fuck? Okay, there's more of these motherfuckers? And that's six of their asses and shit. So I guess that story they kept telling back in the day was true. Nonetheless, though, I think this is a fine family film, man. I don't think you need to pay a full amount to see this, because, man, you're not really getting nothing new. I wouldn't even say you get anything really exciting, you know, unless you've got that hardcore Spielberg nostalgia and you really want to see that, and you just Of course you felt it with BFG. Well, I mean, I know you did. But if you're looking for something even better than that, I should say, go check this out. You'll have a good time. But, and if you think this summer is just terrible and you're just looking for anything that could just be decent, then yes, go ahead and check it out. But I don't think this movie is really offering anything new. I don't think it's really doing anything different. I will say the look of the dragon looked pretty good, too. The design grew on me very much as well. So, yeah, I'm going to go high rented on it and stuff like that. I enjoyed the film. Nothing too new, nothing really that exciting and stuff like that. But it's a damn fine summer film. And like I said, it does a much better job at being Spielberg than Spielberg can even be, well, Spielberg.
Dragon over the radio.